Jensen, last year we sat here with you and we talked, assessed your first six games with the Moose. Now you've had four more. What would you say this year around?
It was fun again. I mean, it was pretty awesome to come here this year. Obviously, a little bit short my season in Prince George, so it was fun to be able to keep playing for a week. And it's just pretty exciting to have some good games and kind of get some confidence from it.
Is there a specific goal? You know, you've had two ATOs now. You finished your junior career. Is there a specific goal you have going into next training camp?
I just come and do the best that I can. I think don't try to force anything, but I think just come with just some confidence and some belief that I can compete and just play some good hockey, really. That's all it comes down to. So, I think I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself. I think I'm just going to do the best that I can and what I'm given. So, it's going to be fun for sure. But, I haven't really started thinking about it too much. It's been only been a day or two. So, just excited to kind of get some time off and regroup here.
What was it like playing with Patrice Cormier and Chase Philpon, two AHL veterans? Was it nice to be on the wing with them?
Yeah, it was definitely made my job a lot easier to kind of just quickly adapt. And they both got a lot of speed and a lot of skill and just a lot of experience in the league. So definitely kind of just changing pace from junior to pro. It's a big change, but I think playing with two really good players, it definitely gave me a lot of opportunity, which was a lot of fun.
Your comfort level maybe stepping into an environment such as the Moose, where you look around the room, there's so many other guys like you, draft picks of the Winnipeg Jets in the last few years. There's a real influx of young forward talent with this organization.
Yeah, for sure. That's it makes it, like I said, kind of playing with good linemen. So when you play on a good team with lots of good players, it makes it a lot easier. So a lot of good young guys, and it is a really young dressing room. I know. Which makes it fun too. I think a lot of guys kind of in the same situation I'm in, and it's good to kind of compete with them and just play with them as well. Just kind of have some fun and just play some hockey.
You scored two goals the final weekend of the season in Cleveland. Does that give you confidence that not only can you play in this league but also produce?
Yeah, I think anytime you do well in a game, it gives you confidence week to week. So I think finishing off the year pretty strong. I'm going to try to look to kind of just keep that going into the beginning of next year and try to carry that on. But, I think all in all, I think I had a good year. And I think kind of building throughout the year, I think kind of gave me a lot of confidence too, just starting a junior and having a good junior year and then coming here and finishing at kind of this type of game and the pace that plays in pro is going to be pretty big for the beginning of next year.
Your father, Todd, and then your uncles as well, played professionally. Have they helped you a lot in this process?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big kind of, not a big advantage, but obviously they know what they're talking about and they give you a lot of advice. So there's quite a few guys kind of in that situation, and I know I've always been really lucky to kind of get, I feel like, kind of a little bit of an upper hand. Obviously they've been through it before and they have a lot of advice for you. So I think he is pretty, like everyone, if your family member's been professional athletes, I think they have a tendency to kind of be pretty hard on you growing up. And obviously I think it's maybe kind of the player I am now. And I think now he's just more proud than anything. It's he was able to watch me two games when I first got here last year and this year. So pretty special for him. And yeah, just a lot of fun to have him in the stands. And just both my parents have been really supportive, so pretty lucky.
Do you have a clear picture of what this off season looks like as far as getting ready this for the fall and making a good push next year?
I think just take some time off and kind of regroup and let my mind relax a little bit, my body, and then just kind of get after it again. I mean, it's pretty much the same most off season. I want to come into the best shape I can and kind of push for a spot in junior and now hopefully pro next year. So it'll be fun. I'm definitely looking forward to going home and spending some time with my friends and living away from home the past couple of years. It definitely makes it a lot nicer in the summer, kind of get to see them and put in a good amount of work and get myself ready.